This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Celebrating life, liberty, and the pursuit of information, not information, information. The talk program that matters a lot to a lot of people, including me. It's something for me to occupy my time for a few hours every day. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles. If it weren't for me, she would never have been discovered. I have a round of applause for me. There it is. Thank you very much. She cut her teeth on being a good broadcaster on this program, as she started when she was about 8 years old. It's been a wonderful. Okay, so before we get into the serious matter at hand, the Queen is still dead. She was laid to rest. Big state funeral. Millions and millions of people around the world watching. I want to celebrate something, though, first, Jennifer. And I don't know why I think this is perfect for you, right up your alley. You can talk about it on your Los Angeles program today. It's National Fried Rice Day.
Oh, and so, fantastic. That's perfect for me.
Yes. Well, I was I knew there was somewhere in there a fried lice something or other. That is that politically incorrect? I didn't say
it. Is, yes.
Is it?
Confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So then we.
Look at you. I didn't say it.
But you were thinking
but
it.
I did.
That's very true. Okay. So, lots of. This is going to go on all week, by the way, folks. This is only. This is early in the week. You're going to have a lot of King Charles in your face. A lot of stories about what the Queen did, not that we don't know what
she
did.
Well, the next thing will be his coronation, actually. I mean, it was a weird thing to watch. And, you know, the pomp and circumstance, it really drew me in. And I'm not typically, like, a huge royal watcher, but I did really like the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought what was kind of it was interesting to watch in Prince Charles or in King Charles' face was the sadness that he lost his mom, but also what, like, the heft of what's before him. And if you watch, there was real emotion on his
face. I would have used the term grave to describe the faces, the emotional impact of her death and the family.
She kept everybody together, and and everybody respected her, and she seemed well-loved within the family and within the country, obviously. Charles is more divisive. He has been more political, he doesn't shy away from telling people what he thinks. He's not going to be able to do that, really, as king. But I thought, well, just to get back to his face, is that they sang God Save the Queen for what really will be the last time.
Yeah.
As they were getting ready to bury her. And you could see in his face the sadness of losing his mom, but also thinking about what this moment means. And as much as he's been preparing for it for 75 years, it's something to see. You know, it's still on your doorstep.
There's another word that I would use for what was a very well choreographed procession, every footstep, every participant. And so were the looks rehearsed as well? Nah, I think Jennifer's on the right page there. I think it just shows the family was held together by her. She was somebody who'd had certainly impact not only on England but the rest of the world, not only and not the empire. Just people felt that she was the right person at the right time, and she could have at any moment, you know, for the last 20, 30 years, she could have just said, okay, I've had enough of this, and Charles, you take it over. But for whatever the reason, you can speculate all you want on whether she didn't think Charles would be that good at it or, you know, whatever.
I think she thought it was her duty.
She died less
than a day and a half after she took the resignation of Boris Johnson and welcomed Liz Truss in with a handshake.
What did she die? Did she just die of old age? Did she have a heart
attack?
Nobody
knows. They're speculating what it was. I mean, she's 96, so that's a possibility. Yeah. They know she had mobility issues. During the Jubilee, she wasn't able to get around much, and she never wanted to be seen on a walker or using a cane. She didn't want to be seen assisted or in a wheelchair, so she kind of kept out of view. But apparently she was having foot problems, feet problems.
Yeah.
So
Well, that wouldn't kill you. Yeah. So now King Charles, it's hard for me to say. I'm swallowing hard after
it
I say
is hard
King
to say,
Charles
yeah.
is going to cut Prince Harry, Prince Andrew, Princess Beatrice out as official stand-ins. I guess I get the Andrew thing and, yeah, the Harry thing as well because he doesn't like what Harry, who he married, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because he's a bigot. But I don't know that much about Princess Beatrice.
You know,
what's
I
her
don't
problem?
I believe that he's a bigot. I don't. I don't know that that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they want you to believe. I don't know
who's
that
they?
I believe Harry and Meghan. Well, Meghan, not Harry. I don't know.
You don't like Meghan anyway. You never have.
They've left me together with a lot of... if you're going to make claims about racism, you better be prepared to bring the receipts and to say who you're talking about. And they were purposely vague, I think, which was not necessarily the right move with such a big claim. And it was her that made the claim. It wasn't Harry. It was her when she was sitting by herself with Oprah.
Yeah. All right. So why was Sandra Oh at the Queen's funeral? I'm looking around. Did you see her there?
Yeah, she was there, definitely. And they made
very
a big
surprised.
Deal about why she was there.
Yeah.
And I guess there's, it's so funny if you start Googling, here's why she was there. I mean, this is the biggest news story for Sandra Oh in a while. I guess they say she was part of the Canadian delegation. And
the Order of Canada and Valor.
Yeah.
She belongs to that group. And so she was there representing Canada. With
Did
some
you
other
hear how
folks.
Justin Trudeau got.
She was born in Ontario, so that's how she managed. She even though she has American citizenship. Now, what about Justin Trudeau?
So apparently, he was in town for the Queen's funeral, and he was caught on camera, totally drunk in his hotel bar, singing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
There you go.
And they said that wasn't great respect and blah, blah, blah. And so I guess he was at this piano bar singing away, and they said that he was clearly drunk. Now he's trying to explain it away, and he says that he was just having a good time.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Here's another fellow who's having fun. London police, during the funeral, charged a man with two counts of sexual assault after two women reported being assaulted in the garden where people were waiting to see the Queen's send-off. This is wonderful, right?
It's possible. I mean, that was 5 mile long?
Like
the line was 5 miles long?
Yeah, right. So the police chased that guy around. There was a policeman who fainted during the funeral.
I saw that guy. Poor guy.
See that? Right. And he took a pretty hard fall, too, if you look at the video.
Right on his face.
Collapsed.
Face planted.
Boom. Right down near Parliament Square. Two other officers rushed to his aid. There were some medics there. Royal Guards took... this is tough duty because they have to stand so rigidly. They can't move their face. They can't do anything for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
I couldn't do it.
On end. Good Lord.
They're not even shifting their weight, really.
No.
You know, they're not stopping for a glass of water or to drink,
you
know, to drink something. They're not stopping for any of that.
There's a woman from North Dakota who apparently exchanged letters with the Queen every year on their birthday. They both celebrated their birthday on the same day. And so this woman was telling the story. Obviously, there are a lot of people telling their stories about their connection to the Queen. This lady's name is Adele Hankey of Park River, North Dakota. She said she'll miss corresponding with her friend.
She married Joe Pankey, and they became the Hankey Pankey family.
Da 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 da. So for the past. So I keep on those stories. I suppose that's the end of this story, right? That's it. Forget it. No, that's it. I'm done. Let's have, it's time for us to have let's take a break for a second, and then we'll go through the dead report. Those people who have been dead beside the Queen and are still dead. So that's coming right up here after these words.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Okay, so let's see here. Police in Georgia have continued to investigate the death of that 59-year-old mother whose body was found, excuse me, after her daughter received a pretty disturbing message. What in the world is wrong with my voice?
It's allergies.
Yeah. This note said, "They're not going to let me go. Love you." Did you see this? Deborah Collier's account. She was reported as a missing person. She sent a note to her daughter about, you know, "I was captured and you're never going to see me again." And that was the truth. At least not alive. Anyway, she was found dead after she sent this message. But nobody's kind of putting all of this together. Athens, Georgia, which is a big college town, that's where this took place. And she was found about an hour from her home in an abandoned rental car. She didn't rent the car. But they found the person that rented the car was, the name was fictitious on the rental. How do you do that? Don't you have to give your driver's license?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know how you would do that.
Wow.
Unless it's like some kind of rent-a-wreck place where they're a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's see who else is dead. Big crash at the Reno Air Race. Pilot dead. All the rest of the events have been canceled. This is an annual thing. The Reno Air Racing Association confirmed that the incident occurred during the third lap of the event's Jet Gold race. We can confirm that during the race, on the third lap, there was a fatal incident. Okay, there you go. These people, have you ever seen the crazy stuff that people do on motorcycles at these kind of races? Same thing. They use these planes. They fly upside down. They go up and down. So this guy crashed in the afternoon after doing something and then he couldn't control what the plane was doing. Went into a tailspin.
Gosh.
End of him. Speaking of planes, who wants to fly in this new plane that was built in collaboration? The Russians and the Chinese have a new commercial jetliner to compete, they said, with Boeing. I think I'm not going to be too excited about riding on a plane built by the Chinese or the Russians. What about you?
I think I'd let them go first, probably.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Take a ride on a plane to nowhere. All right, it's 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines. They're designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Could you be here with me forever, ever, ever? Would you be here with me forever, ever, ever? Waking up all alone ain't better.
There's the Biebs, formerly known as the Worm. But I changed my mind about him.
He's
when he married
his life around.
Hailey Bieber. Yeah, we did change his life around. So now the news in the celebrity department, the social media trending department, otherwise known as Doug's Dirt, has Justin and Haley home. But there was somebody there that they were not quite, they were happy to get home but not happy to see the trespasser. The security team spotted a guy who broke into the backyard and then they chased him. They were on their way home and so the security team went to check things out. LAPD says the police were called in. This is, where do they live? Do you know what part of
LA? I don't know, but they've got to be somewhere in Beverly Hills area. Because
yeah, I would have thought.
Lisa Vanderpump is one of their neighbors. Tim and Faith, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, one of the neighbors.
Is that
and
the same neighborhood that Ed McMahon lived in where Paul Anka? I think that
sure.
They may have, yeah. Anyway, so they chase the guy around and apparently.
This just shows you though, the crime is so blatant in LA.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a gated
right.
community. They don't care.
Nah.
They'll still find their way in and.
Yep.
And terrorize people. It's like Jacqueline Avant losing her life, getting followed home. This is not some slum neighborhood. This is like
apparently
the
Tim
nice
McGraw
area.
And Faith Hill have a house up there too,
yeah.
And their home was burglarized. So here we go. This is yeah. And
crime in LA right now
time.
Is no joke.
Nah, that's why I'm ambivalent about being there. Except I want to be with the kids, my grandchildren this winter. Justin had to deal with some visitors before when he was single, people showing up on his property. What do you think? So you're some woman. What do you think he's going to invite you in?
Well, a lot of, I mean, look, there are crazy stalkers who, yes, think that might be the case. Yeah. But then there are also just people who watch to see when they think the celebrities aren't home. Mm-hmm. And they want to go in and steal as much as they can. And then if they get surprised, you're lucky if you can get out alive. You want to hope that they're not armed.
Yeah. All right, next up in the celebrity department, trending.
It happens to athletes a lot. During, like, their games, people will rob their homes while they're playing baseball or basketball.
Yeah, right. Fans of Aerosmith in for a real treat, other than listening to them right here. I don't know what we have for Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good song. So they have a residency at the Park MGM Hotel.
They do.
You're going to go over and see them over there. You like to go to Las Vegas.
I do like to go to Las Vegas, and I really have gotten into going to some of these residencies. The shows are really good, and they can use a lot of theatrical elements. And I would imagine, I've never seen Aerosmith live before, but I bet in a residency format, they would be fun. Probably lots of pyrotechnics, probably a lot of energy.
Well, apparently no. Looking at this, what Steven Tyler... he's out of it, right? Because of substance abuse?
No, they postponed it because he wanted to get treatment.
Ah, that was it.
But
right,
it kicked off. It kicked off. They're back in business again.
Okay. So they apparently made it pretty simple, classic stuff. The microphone, you know, there's not a lot of stuff there. But it was a long, apparently this first show was pretty long. And so I'm not an Aerosmith.
I'm surprised they said they just kept it really simple and about the music, which is cool. I mean, that would be something to see, but also maybe a missed opportunity for some people.
Da 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 da. 28 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Baltimore City Circuit Court judge on Monday approved the state's motion to vacate the murder conviction of 41-year-old Adnan Saeed. Baltimore City prosecutors filed a motion last week to vacate his murder conviction in the death of his high school ex-girlfriend, Hae Min Lee. The public defender said prosecutors failed to tell Saeed information about evidence that would have allowed him to defend himself. The Taliban freed American engineer Mark Friedrichs in a prisoner exchange. The United States government released Bashir Nourzai, a warlord and drug trafficker with ties to the Taliban. a translator shortly after his release.
My exchange, I think, with God willing, can lead to peace between Afghanistan and America. An American was released, and I am also free with the help of the Taliban and their holy fighters.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
There's a new carbon capture project that supposedly will eliminate 5 million tons of CO2. This is hard for the average person to grasp because you can't see this, can't really touch it. It's there, but it's not there. Right. So this new capture, this carbon capture project will actually pull the carbon out of the air and deposit it underground.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a little sip of my tea here, Jennifer.
Complete with the cough drop floating inside,
right.
Which sounds
yep.
delicious.
You do something a little stark, but it maybe clears things up a little here. 34, almost 35 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here because Jay is not. We have to have somebody on the program every day that's a Jay, either Jennifer.
Yeah, and we have
Jay.
Also a Jay that can keep you in line.
Gotta Speaking watch. Of Jays,
yes.
Mr. Jordan, i.e. Michael Jordan, has a very interesting item for sale. As a matter of fact, a pair of tickets that were used by fans to go see Michael Jordan's NBA debut game has just hit the auction block.
These are very rare, could sell for six figures. Why would anybody give a damn about Michael Jordan's the tickets from the game in which he debuted? I can understand, you know, maybe if there's a video or something. The tickets were redeemed October 26th, 1984. Jordan made his first appearance for the Chicago Bulls. And these people kept them for decades, which I guess is a smart move for them because they're now worth $200,000 to $300,000. Wow. You gotta be nuts. Huh? Two?
That's something.
300K? Woo wee! And on one of the tickets, the words Michael Jordan's first game.
Memorabilia is something that's pretty crazy. I mean, I guess if you have it, it's worth something. But otherwise, it's just a lot of junk, right?
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
So let's see here. There's some other Jordan memorabilia around. ESPN aired the Last Dance documentary in 2020. Apparently, a ticket similar to the one this we're talking about here sold for $468,000. Huh?
Mm.
Bunga-bunga. Oh, well, again, but it's investment, you get the money. It's not going to go down in value. You can be sure of that. President Biden has declared the pandemic over. Finished. Finito. Kaput.
Major heat for this.
Well, you know what?
It is over.
It is over.
By the way, look, I was happy to hear him say it's over. But the people around him were not happy to say it was over because they're like, oh, Dr. Fauci's out there. Oh, we still have to take this very seriously. Because they love it for the control that it brings.
Of course. Right. Ken Kronos, who's an important part of this program, along with Jack Stockwell, one of the doctors that we talk to on Good Day Health every weekend, and there are excerpts from their programs on these programs. The essence of the pandemic is over. Ken says it. The president says it. Most anybody who's got any sense knows that it is over in the sense that we don't have, and maybe we never should have, that's a discussion that would take a lot longer than the time we have here, as to whether we should have gone down the streets that we did, but we did. So now what CNN and the New York Times used to scare everybody, I guess climate change is probably in place of whatever else was there before with regard to the pandemic. But it's going to be with us forever, like the flu is with us, the regular flu, and colds and other things that are there that you can maybe inoculate for and maybe not. There's no cure for the cold. There's no prevention for the cold. It just is there. Those viruses, those bugs are around. And when after we've killed ourselves off in the year 2525, when man is not alive, the bugs will inherit the earth. And so if you think you're going to get rid of them, or you think we have to keep putting shots on our arm to get rid of them or keep you from getting it, I was very much a promoter and in favor of getting the shots. I think at the moment it's a waste of time to get any more shots. Is that an educated opinion, educated statement? Yeah, but like anything else these days, it depends on who you talk to. There are the fellow that is my pharmacist, and I tend to do business with the locals here, not the big stores, so little fellow that owns a couple of pharmacies here in my town. He and I have become friends. He knows what I'm all about. And he said, if I were you, I wouldn't get the shot. You don't know really what's in it. You got a strong immune system. You haven't had it. How many people do you know who've not had COVID? I should say, I've not had it. I don't know.
I know a couple people that have not had COVID and are both vaxxed and unvaxxed.
Yeah,
but
I was vaxxed. Yeah.
It's just, what's so funny to me is that for so long, I felt like I had the scarlet letter on my chest for questioning how this shot was going to react with my body and how, you know, and I feel like I was shunned. I couldn't go out to dinner in my town of Los Angeles because you had to show a proof of vaccination.
Right. Got to have a card.
I mean, it was just, it's so silly that now, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad people are just saying, look, do what's right for you, because that's where my heart is. If you feel like this is something that you need to do, then you should do it if your doctor agrees with it. But if you're like me, whose doctor's like, oh, you've had bad reactions to shots before, maybe this isn't the best thing for you.
Right.
You know, it's too bad that, I mean, we have people in the military who lost their jobs, police officers who lost their jobs because
they wouldn't take them. Yeah. All right, but let's see what's going on.
That being said, they love to use COVID to spend money, which is what gets back to why Biden got heat for saying the pandemic's over, because now you have to justify getting more money to spend the trillions of dollars that people want to spend for various reasons using COVID as the excuse.
So should we start a protest? No more shots. No more shots.
No. How about no more crazy spending and let
How about
live?
You do what you think is right for you? You make up your own decision. Don't let the New York Times and CNN and some goofball make up your mind for you. You get input from people, for sure, but don't do it because somebody told you to. Do it because you want to do it and you think it's the right thing, whether you decide to get a shot or you don't decide to get a shot. A Jack will tell you not to get a shot. Ken will tell you to get a shot. Okay. So let's take a shot at what's going on with the Ukrainians and the Russians. There was a missile exploded close to the nuclear power plant again. And the Russians want to remind the Ukrainians that despite the fact that they're getting their asses kicked, they can still threaten disaster, but they haven't. And why haven't they is the question. The Ukrainians are beating the hell out of the Russians. You see, they're pushing them back onto Russian soil now.
Well, I think that's great. I don't know what to believe from all of this, because I feel like we haven't.
What do you
mean, Jen? Well, I just feel like we haven't seen any frontline shots from Ukraine or from Russia, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the strangest. I don't know, but it is the most strange thing, because typically when you have war zones, you have images that come from them, and we really don't get a whole lot.
Well, okay, I'm looking at an image.
Makes you wonder if they're not just all cashing in on the money that they're getting, and I hate to say that, but
maybe to a point. But I'm looking at a large barge. You see what I did there? A large barge loaded with weapons. It was blown up yesterday on the Dnipro River. Is that how you pronounce it? Dnipro. You can see pictures of the ship being sunk and the stuff that was on it. So it was loaded with equipment that was destined to help the Russians. It was also had troops on it as well. I don't know how they fared. I'm looking in the water here. Looks like a few heads are bobbing around in the water. But there's a Facebook post. I love the war is being conducted on social media. So you can get more information out of looking at Facebook than you can probably anything else. Right?
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm looking at this picture that was taken that is on Facebook of the what the Ukrainians are calling it, the Russian underwater fleet. Not supposed to be underwater, but apparently it is. A lot of gunfire reported today over this past weekend. And you look at the mess. My God, the things that fire people and the Russians say that they have put off an offensive because the Ukrainians went into Russia. And they decided to attack a Russian stronghold on the border of Ukraine, pushing them back. You intrigued me by saying I haven't seen any pictures or video from the front line. So now I'm looking around for that stuff, and I see a lot of that action. But you don't know if it's coming from the front line. It's not identified. It's just pictures of tanks and pictures of battles. And, you know, it could be most any experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right to think about it that way. All right, so in a moment, I want to have Jennifer help me understand what happened to Adnan Syed. If you don't know who he is, you will know in just a moment.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com.
This week on the Green Stock Journal.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, yeah, of course, lots of messages sponsored by Pfizer. Big dough. People say to me, I don't believe how you talk about some of your sponsors. Hey, listen, they pay to be on here. They can tell their story, and then I'll tell you what I think. All right. Here's, before we get into what happened to Adnan Syed, the Department of Transportation, Biden administration, announced this week that the United States, through American Airlines, is going to add 2 daily flights a day from Miami to Havana. And JetBlue apparently is going to do one from Fort Lauderdale as well. I think that's apparently already there. There are flights from Dallas over to Havana. Now, these are from Miami. So altogether, American is going to run 3 flights in each direction a day, 2 from Miami and 1 from Dallas. I don't think they'd actually, well, no, there's not a lot of Cubans living in L.A., right? And they're all in Miami and South Florida. So, yeah, the reason I pointed out is because I wouldn't normally do this, but I am one who is in favor of expanding relations with Cuba. I thought that was one of the things Trump did that was wrong. I know Jennifer probably thinks it's fabulous, but I think that we are stupid.
It's not the Cubans. It's just the commies that run it.
Well, so well, what about we do business with other commies? So why can't we do business? That was always the lamest excuse for not doing it. Come on. We do business with the Chinese, for God's sakes.
I know. Well, we shouldn't. Believe me, there's a lot more that we could be doing.
All right. Adnan Syed, convicted of murder. There's a podcast called Serial. Have you heard it?
I have not heard the podcast, but I know of it. It's very, very popular.
Apparently it is. I'm one of the people who works for me on the farm, listens to these crime podcasts all the time. Mm-hmm. So this guy went to jail for 22 years. Guess what? He didn't do it. And so now prosecutors have realized that he didn't do it.
Whoops.
He had legitimate alibis for being in 2 other places at the time this person was killed. So he's walked out of the courthouse, big crowds there. This
guy's going to be a rock star now, I guarantee you. As much as it is terrible that he was in jail for a crime he didn't commit for as long as he was, he is going to have a life that is now going to be touched because people are going to want his story.
Is that fair, given the circumstances? He was a 17-year-old kid when he went to jail.
Yeah, I know.
Got arrested for the murder of his ex-girlfriend. And then, you know, all the stuff that's come to light with people continuing to look at the case. The guy who's the brother of the girl that was killed said, I've been betrayed. Why? This guy didn't do it, so go find out who did it. That's
right.
The secret to success there. Thank you very much. It's 10 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Here, one of my favorite humans who occupies a lot of time and space. You can listen to him and his program every weekend on Good Day Health. Matter of fact, I'm just looking at the last podcast, Jack, that you did. Let's see here. What feeds your brain? I want to know what feeds my brain. Jack tells you that. The differences between acidosis and alkalosis. That's too much acid or too much alkaline. And you, if you don't know that, you need to listen to this podcast. Talk to Jack, let you in on all kinds of things that are his secrets. Like, what do you eat? What do you drink? What do you take for the various products? Don't take synthetic vitamins. I guess that's kind of what's in here. A standard process, all natural stuff from food. All right, so you got all kinds of information. You get the podcast free, Good Day Health Show, the podcast free. At GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So there's the story on Jack. We're going to talk about your eyes in our conversation with Jack today. Starting out, actually, with the conversation here, a couple of complaints when taking a look at your glasses. We talk about eyewear and being able to see those digital devices. Man, what do they do to your eyes? Some of them are big and heavy. So let's find out what the alternatives are from Mariah Haberman.
September marks the start of our routines, and whether you're back to traveling, sitting on a soccer field, or just running from one place to the next, it's important to keep your eyes safe and your vision clear. Optometrist Dr. Ina Lazar explains what you can do.
We all know what a pain it can be trying to see our phone screens when we're outside. But no more. The Foster Grand Polarized for Digital Devices Sunglasses Collection was created to do away with that frustration, while keeping eyes safe with UVA and UVB protection.
And eyewear should have form and function.
Some readers and their cases can be more bulky and could prevent you from taking them around. Fortunately, there are now sleek options like the Foster Grant Super Flat readers that are no thicker than an iPhone, taking up less room in the pocket or purse while still providing the reading magnification you need.
Talking about glasses and what happens when you spend a lot of time in front of a computer screen, I have three screens in front of me all the time when I'm on the air. People use various devices. They have laptops. They have iPads. They have iPhones. You've got your iPhone. Your wife has an iPhone. You've got computers in your office in Salt Lake City, Jack. So, and people will come to you, even though you're a Nook a chiropractor, I'm sure people are asking you all the time, what do you do to protect your eyes? And that's a very good question, a very practical question, frankly, I think.
Well, you may have three computers in front of you, but what are you doing when the show's over? You're outside taking care of the farm. You're outside where your eyes are being exposed to natural light from the sun,
yeah,
and from the contrast of light and shadow, and for close-up and far-away focus. And your eyes are doing what nature designed our eyes to do for the last 10,000 generations or whatever we've been on this planet. However, there are people who spend all day on the computer, and then they go home, and they either watch TV all night, or they watch their iPads in bed all night, or they watch their iPhones, and the eyes simply begin to lose their ability to adapt to natural situations around us, in a sense of focus and contrast measurement between colors, light and dark. And it actually begins to show up after a period of time, if your eyes are not exposed to the kinds of things we grew up with before we had all this digital world showing up in front of us and all these instruments.
Well, you have x-rays and stuff in your office, so our eyes are affected, bombarded, as our ears are, as our body is, by all of these things that we can't see, which is having, it has to have.
That's right, and you're constantly bombarded to x-ray anyway. You've got x-ray coming at you from the cosmic center of the universe, you've got it from our galactic center, you have it from the sun, and you have background radiation coming up out of the earth.
So some of it's artificial, some of it is sort of, if you'll pardon the pun, or not pun, but it's natural.
Well, a lot of it is natural.
Right, the x-ray stuff.
But x-rays are natural. If you live anywhere where you have granite in your soil, which is some parts of the country are heavy granite, some part, but there's radiation, radon, all the stuff coming out of granitic soil anyway that we have grown up with. And I don't just mean since we were born. I mean all the genetic design of the human genome. For
if you hold a dowsing stick next to a big piece of granite, it'll move. Yeah, that you don't think that talks
to you? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know it is. 59 past the hour with Dr. Jack.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.